This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I hope you guys had a very good President's Day weekend. I know it was kind of rough. I saw a lot of you on the roads out there. It was like bumper to bumper from Vegas to L.A. You know, yeah, they have that TV show, L.A. to Vegas, you know, with the airplane. It's actually kind of cute, a little, you know, cheesy. But it's kind of cute. But if they did a show of you guys driving back and on the roads, you know, after a holiday weekend, it could probably be a thriller, probably a lot of action movie, maybe a murder mystery. I mean, people were ticked. But anyway, I hope you guys had a good weekend. We got a lot to talk about. This gun debate is really heating up, and we have a New Jersey school system that is planning on having armed police officers. This new New Jersey school district is adding armed police officers. Well, I think that's a fabulous plan. Some people don't. I love it. We have more babies dying of suffocation. All right? We've been talking about SIDS for a while. And we thought that we were making great headway with this. Well, now we're finding that maybe it's not SIDS. Maybe these cases of SIDS may be going down, but we're having more cases of suffocation. We'll talk to you about that. We also have a man who apparently caused a Transavia, right? It's not Transylvania, but a Transavia flight to make an emergency landing. Why? Because he farted. And he wouldn't stop farting. Okay, I mean, is that really a choice? I mean, you can hold it in only so much, but then sometimes, I mean, if you have a bad sneeze or a cough, it's going to happen. And didn't we just a few months ago have an issue with farting on a plane? So we'll revisit that. Apparently, also, there was, I guess, a woman that was kicked off a flight because she was talking about her period cramps. That was on an Emirates flight. We'll talk about that, and I guess you're not allowed to talk about your period. We have a blood and urine test for autism that may be able to help us diagnose it earlier. There was also apparently a report that a TV show caused autism. And that makes no sense. We'll tell you about this TV show and why I think this study was fake. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, if you think the Obamacare debate is over, nope, or not so much a debate. We know it stinks there. I don't think there's any debate with that. Even people on the left know Obamacare stinks. So there's been a lot of silence in that area from the media on what's going to be happening when it comes with Obamacare. Apparently, Trump has unveiled an alternative, and we're going to be talking about that. All right, so let's get right to it. Actually, you know what? Before we get right to it, I just got to say a couple things. I saw Black Panther, the Marvel movie, over the weekend. It was good. It was good. A lot of action. There was some slow parts. I thought that the stars did a phenomenal job. It was actually a beautiful movie. And it didn't have as much of the humor as the other Marvel movies do. You know, like, I thought Spider-Man, a lot of people did not like the Spider-Man remake. I thought it was excellent because I giggled a lot in that. I like to laugh at these movies. Black Panther had a lot more serious undertones because there was a lot of death and stuff. By the way, Deadpool is probably my favorite Marvel movie of all time. And I don't know if you guys have seen the Deadpool poster. Okay, the Deadpool poster, now we're switching gears for just a quick second. The Deadpool poster. He's in a Flashdance pose. Now, some of you guys don't remember Flashdance. I do. And in Flashdance, there was this lady who was a welder. She was supposed to be really pretty. I don't know if I thought she was that pretty or not, but a lot of the guys thought she was pretty. And I guess she was a welder in the morning, and then she was an exotic dancer at night. And in Flashdance, I guess she sits in a chair and she takes a shower. She, like, hits this thing, and all this water falls on her, and everybody's like, oh, that's so sexy. Okay, but anyway, that was, like, one of the most famous things from the movie. Plus, you know, the song Maniac, and I forgot what other big songs there was. There was like a real first when there's nothing, that song. Okay, oh, what a feeling, that song. Irene Cara. Okay, so there's a lot of things that came from that, but the big thing that I guess most people got out of the movie was the water scene. So if you look at the Deadpool poster, he's doing that chair scene, except instead of water, bullets are raining on him. It's actually brilliant. I thought that was fabulous. I really can't wait for Deadpool. But for those of you that haven't seen Black Panther, it was excellent. Very well done. I think it could have been a little funnier. They had some jokes in there, and they just, you know, it could have been a little funnier. But other than that, it was very, very good. But I gotta say, after I see any of these movies, I really feel like I'm out of shape. And I exercise a lot. I put in about an hour workout every day. It's not enough. I walked out of there going, okay, I need to be able to jump. I need to be able to flip. I can't even jump a wall if I have to. If I was ever running from, you know, somebody bad, you know, chasing me, I really probably couldn't make 5 steps, which doesn't make any sense because I work out. It just, I don't work out outside. You know, one of you had asked, why are you out of breath when you work out outside, whereas not in the gym? You know, I could run on a treadmill very easily in a gym. But I start running outside, I poop out. Well, a big difference is your air quality. And I'm wondering, and this is just me, and I, again, if you guys want to take this and roll with it and make some money with it, I'm fine with that. But I'm wondering if there's an air filter that runners could wear that allows them to increase their efficiency and speed and longevity with running. Because I notice if I'm outside and I'm running near traffic, because I live in a city. So when I run, you know, outside, I have a tough time breathing. But if I run in a gym where the air seems to be filtered and recirculated, I do good. And I don't know, maybe that would be a really cool thing to patent, some sort of air filter that runners could run with. And I think it's a brilliant idea. I'd love to make some money if anybody wants to help patent it with me. I think that's a brilliant idea. All right. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about the latest with the gun control debate and the latest with Obamacare. And, by the way, some of you guys may like this one. Drinking alcohol, they're saying, is more important than exercise for living past 90. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's a poll. And according to this poll, and according to CNN, who's reporting it, the majority of Americans blame Congress and President Donald Trump for not doing more to prevent mass shootings. That's according to a new Washington Post ABC poll. Now, I don't know if the same poll existed during the mass shootings that occurred during the Obama administration. I don't know. Now, I haven't done a search, but I'm sure, you know, I'm sure that wasn't as publicized as much as this one. I mean, Sandy Hook did happen, you know, during another administration, and it's a shame that any of these shootings have to happen, and it's a shame that it ends up being politicized, but it does because, you know, once people die and it involves kids, it's very emotional. It's a very emotional subject and topic, and so, you know, government has to step in and do something, according to most Americans, and I get that. The survey was conducted in the wake of the shooting that happened last week at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. 17 people died. And this study, according to CNN, found that significantly more Americans believe mass shootings in the United States are due more to mental health issues than inadequate gun laws. Now, that I think a lot of us agree with. Okay? 62% of respondents said Trump is not doing enough to prevent mass shootings, and 77% say Congress is doing an inadequate job on the issue. Among those polled, 57% said mass shootings in the United States were more of a reflection of problems identifying and treating people with mental health problems, while 28% blamed inadequate gun laws. So the majority of people don't think our gun laws are inadequate. But how do we stop somebody mentally ill from shooting up a school or from trying to kill multiple people? It's doing any sort of mass murder. 9% blame both equally. Across party lines, 77% of individuals polled said the Parkland shooting could have been prevented by more effective health screening treatment. Now, police documents did describe that the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, as the alleged shooter, although he confessed, as suffering from mental illness. Now, do we know what kind of mental illness? No. Again, I'm not sure what happened, you know, with him at birth. Not sure if he was put up for adoption because his mother had done drugs. And unfortunately, some of these kids whose parents had done drugs while they were in the womb do suffer from a variety of behavioral disorders. And some of them self-medicate with drugs. You know, when you look at his picture, he looked high as a kite, and it's not being revealed to us what drugs could have been on board currently when he had done the shooting. I'm just assuming there was. They said 58% of those polled said stricter gun control laws would have prevented the Florida shooting. Among party lines, 86% of Democrats, 57% of independents said stricter gun control would have prevented it, but only 29% of Republicans said the same thing. There was no rise in support for a ban on assault weapons compared to 2 years ago. 42% of respondents said the Florida shooting could have been prevented if school teachers were allowed to carry guns. I mean, here's the thing. If a teacher doesn't want to carry a gun and doesn't know what to do with it, I don't know if I would say I want that teacher walking around with a gun. Because, you know, if you're an idiot when it comes to, I don't want to say idiot. You know, one thing I learned in my CCW course is if you're going to play around and try to act like, you know, in the movies, I got a gun, I'm going to shoot, they could take that gun and use it on you. I mean, you can't be an idiot when it comes to your gun. But if you feel like you're going to be inept and incompetent when it comes to, you know, actively, you know, using a gun if you need to and shoot to kill, then you're not, you probably shouldn't have the gun. You know, one issue that I had in my class was me being a doctor. I'm not thinking to shoot to kill. I'm thinking where I could shoot to maim the person so I don't hit any major artery, but I could, you know, have them go down and you know, prevent any further action on the assailant's part. And, of course, everybody in class is like, no, then you're going about it wrong. Then you don't belong here. You need to shoot to kill. All right? You know, you can't. But see, me as a doctor, I feel like, okay, I know where I could get him. You know, am I that good a shot? Maybe at close distance I could be. You know, I'm going to want to miss the subclavian. I'm going to want to miss the aorta. I'm going to want to, you know, I would rather, you know, I would just rather maim him, you know, than, you know, kind of Jack Bauer his butt. But for some reason, you know, that really puts you more at risk. So one thing you learn, you know, in your classes is, look, if you're going to use a gun, then you are all in. You don't, yeah, you know, you don't get your CCW to sit there and threaten, I have a gun, or freeze, or I'll shoot. I mean it. I told you to freeze. You really better freeze. You can't, no, that won't work. You'll die. Everybody around you will die. And now he has an extra weapon. So you need to be very, you need to be well trained. Do I believe we should have more people in schools trained in how to use firearms and armed? Absolutely. So we're being told right now that a New Jersey school district, and schools are going to take this on themselves. A New Jersey school district is adding armed police officers to its security plan. Amen. The East Brunswick School Board decided the officers will supplement its existing staff of 71 security guards who are all retired police officers. Oh, I feel so good about that. I would feel so safe in that school district. In fact, I may move to Jersey just to put my kid in that school. That really makes me feel safe. The action comes, obviously, after the shooting last week. They say this is according to 6ABC.com. A parent and student alerted school officials about the threat, and the student was charged with making a terrorist threat. And apparently this happened earlier. There was an East Brunswick High School student who was accused of posting an online threat. And so, according to the superintendent on the district's website, said at its February 15, 2018 meeting, the East Brunswick Board of Education unanimously approved a resolution to engage the East Brunswick Police Department to have armed police officers at all of its schools throughout the entire school day to ensure the safety of our students and staff. The armed police officers will supplement the district's already existing staff of 71 security officers, who are all retired police officers, to further enhance the security of all of East Brunswick Board of Education facilities throughout the school year. So they talk more about this, but after having a terrorist threat, Democrat of New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, even though he is going to hold a news conference, him and the school district, they're not going to take chances. And, you know, some people say, well, gosh, I don't know if I want my kids around people that are wielding a gun because they could turn around and shoot my child. I get that. I get that as a parent. You know, I wouldn't have that same fear, because how often does somebody, you know, a police officer, I mean, how often do you see a police officer or a security guard turn around and shoot people? I mean, maybe in the movies where, you know, a bad guy was able to infiltrate and go through the clearance, but for the most part, no. Your police officer, especially your retired police officers, wouldn't do that. If anybody's going to have a gun, I'd rather be them. But I do understand how some parents could be concerned. What if you have some kids that want to overtake the security officer and take his gun, and now they have a gun? I get how some people may not want, want weapons around on campus. But the problem is they're coming. And if we put the time and the money and the effort into protecting our concerts, protecting our legislators, federal buildings, our banks, then what is our most precious commodity? Our kids. We should be doing the exact same thing when it comes to the kids. So that makes sense. Now, this poll saying that people don't think it's as much of an issue with guns as it is with mental health illness, I agree. The only issue is one issue we're seeing, especially online, I don't know if you've been, you know, watching all the debates going on now in the news, is how do we address possession of firearms in those with mental illness? Now, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about this more. We're going to talk about some of the state laws and what they have. But right now, the majority of them have to do with if somebody is of unsound mind, or somebody is in a mental mental illness facility, and somebody has severe mental illness. It sounds like, as the debate is ensuing, that people want to lower the bar. And they want to lower the bar to anybody ever being diagnosed with mental illness not being able to purchase a firearm. Now, you all would say, well, that makes sense. I mean, on the outset, that makes perfect sense. Except, the majority of you have probably been diagnosed with a quote-unquote mental illness if you ended up getting a medicine for flight anxiety or issues with sleep. If any of you are on an SSRI, Prozac, Zoloft, whatever, will that prevent you from getting a gun later? When we come back, we'll talk more about this. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll take your comments, your questions on our website at drdahlia.com or on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show or on Twitter. And one of you a while back had, and we read your email on air, where you were upset that the doctor diagnosed you with anxiety. And another one was upset that he was diagnosed with depression when you didn't feel like that was your diagnosis. And I talked to you about how that comes about. Why you are given a mental illness diagnosis if you may not truly have that mental illness. And, yeah, I blamed Obamacare, but it's not all Obamacare's fault, okay? It's not all Obamacare's fault. And this becomes extremely relevant now as we're debating people with, quote-unquote, mental illness being able to get guns. Now, before we go there, let's look at the, you know, the states and how they handle mental illness and issuing guns. According to the National Conference of State Legislators, NCSL.org, it basically gives you every state and which code, which statute relates to laws regarding firearm possession and purchase and mental illness. So in Alabama, it says no person of unsound mind shall own a firearm or have one in his or her possession or under his or her control. And again, we all would, I think, agree on that. Bipartisanly, we would agree. If you are of unsound mind, all right, if you have been committed to a mental institution, all right, you should not own a firearm. Okay? Now, some people say, well, wait a second. What if you get committed against your will and you feel fine and, you know, you have these, you have people just out to get you, you know, so you can't, well, that's another movie. We've seen these in movies all the time. That's a big fear. None of us, you know, we're like, but I'm not crazy. And then you get locked up. That's scary. But from what we're understanding, okay, what normally happens is you have to be committed with multiple people convinced, okay, that you are of unsound mind. So we're not talking about innocent people getting thrown, you know, and locked up, okay, into the padded room. In Alaska, they say a person who is prohibited from possessing a firearm or ammunition as a result of involuntary commitment or an adjudication of mental illness or mental incompetence that occurred in the state at any time, move to be relieved from the disability resulting, I don't even know what that means. But anyway, you can't be mentally incompetent. Arizona prohibits possession of a firearm by any person who has been found to constitute a danger to himself or herself or others pursuant to court order and whose right to possess a firearm has not been restored pursuant to another statutes, which we don't have. Arkansas, no person shall possess or own any firearm who has been adjudicated mentally ill or committed involuntarily to any mental institution. Now, that's interesting, committed involuntarily. So if you voluntarily decide to go to a quote-unquote mental institution, you may be able to possess a firearm. Now, some people may ask, well, does that mean rehab? According to this law, it could. So if you decide to go into rehab, okay, you may be okay, but if you involuntarily have to go, does that mean you can't own a gun? What about California? They say a person shall not have in his or her possession or under his or her custody or control a purchase or receive or attempt to purchase or receive any firearms, right, if he or she has been admitted to a facility and is receiving inpatient treatment for a mental disorder. Is a danger to self or others, even though the patient has consented to that treatment. So somebody would say, okay, I agree, but whoa, wait a second. Is bulimia or anorexia a mental disorder? If you, right, have been admitted to a facility for bulimia or a facility for narcotic use because you want to go through rehab, does that mean you can't own a gun? Does that mean you can't own a gun ever? Now, some of you will say, yeah, if somebody is that weak, you know, let's say where they can't manage their food, you know, or their, which is not a weakness, by the way, mental disorder is not a weakness. Okay, we got to get that out of our minds. But if somebody could say, well, that person is too weak to, you know, manage their food intake, then they shouldn't, you know, have a gun. I don't know. I don't know if I would agree with that. You know, some people are victims. You have a lot of people who served in our military that are victims to pain, and they require a lot of narcotics, and they want to get off those narcotics. They deserve to have a gun to protect their family. So you can take a look at this. I won't go through all of it. I'm interested in what Texas says. Hold on a second. Okay, let's go to Texas here. A person is eligible for a license to carry a handgun if they are not a chemically dependent person, are not incapable of exercising sound judgment. They're incapable of exercising sound judgment if they have been diagnosed by a licensed physician as suffering from a psychiatric disorder or a condition that causes or is likely to cause substantial impairment in judgment, mood, perception, impulse control, or intellectual ability. Well, that means retired NFL players that may be suffering from CTE, they don't get to have guns. If they suffer from a psychiatric disorder or condition that is in remission, but is reasonably likely to redevelop at a future time. Reasonably likely to redevelop at a future time. So if you got treated for depression, because your loved one died. You lost a loved one, child, whatever. Okay? You would probably have situational anxiety and depression, and maybe even post-traumatic stress disorder. Right? If they think it reasonably will develop in a future time, you may not be able to own a weapon. They've been diagnosed in Texas by a licensed physician, determined by a review board or similar authority, or declared by a court to be incompetent to manage their own personal affairs. So if you look at these, you're like, okay, well, those are already pretty strict. We already have these laws in place. So then how did this Nicholas Cruz in Florida be able to purchase a weapon? Well, do the background checks include mental illness? In Florida, they say upon receipt of a request for a criminal history record check, the Department of Law Enforcement shall, during the licensee's call or by return call for with, review any records available, has been adjudicated mentally defective, or has been committed to a mental institution by a court, and as a result is prohibited by state or federal law. So, you know, who's checking? And then, again, the diagnosis of mental illness. You could see these terms are very general. What would be considered a mental illness? Depression, anxiety, insomnia could even be considered a diagnosis. And if you look at the diagnoses of mass shooters, they probably have in their medical history at some point anxiety, at some point depression, at some point insomnia. So one thing that had come up years ago with electronic medical records is many people were concerned that they would not be able to own a gun if they were taking a Zoloft for depression or taking a Valium for anxiety. Now, to recap, why doctors use the diagnosis anxiety. So, like, for example, if you come in and say, look, Dahlia, I got to go visit the in-laws, okay, for the President's Day weekend, which we just had, and I need some Valium to get through the flight, okay, and to get through the weekend. There, we have to put down a code, which is so stupid, okay? It's none of the insurance company's business what you have, but since they're paying, they make it their business. There's no code for not wanting to see the in-laws. There's no code for feeling a little edgy on a flight. Yes, there is a code for phobia of flight. I forget, what is it, agoraphobia? No, that's a social disorder. I forget what the flight phobia is. I can't think of it, you know, top of the hat. But many doctors do not know that code, but they do know the anxiety code. And since you are having anxiety, whether it's situational anxiety or not, they'll put the general anxiety code on there. Same thing with depression. You know, these SSRIs are working for me. I'm not grumpy. I'm liking going to work. I'm getting along with my wife and with my kids. Great. I will refill your Zoloft, and your diagnosis is going to be depression. There's no code for, you know what, I'm doing well on the medicine. Keep it going. No, we have to put a diagnosis. And that could prevent you later from getting a gun. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's fingerlick and good.
And participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
See? speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a blood and urine test for autism could enable earlier diagnosis, according to UK and Italian scientists, as they are getting closer to developing this test. What they are doing is looking for certain proteins that are shown to be higher in children with autism spectrum disorders. So the team from the University of Warwick and the University of Bologna It's not baloney, but it looks like it. Tested 38 children with autism and 31 children without between the ages of 5 to 12. They looked at differences in samples of blood and urine between the two groups. When looking at plasma in the blood, the children with autism had greater protein damage, resulting in higher levels of an oxidation marker called dityrosine and sugar-modified compounds called advanced glycation end products. They say experts caution, however, that the tests are far from being available chemically, and more research needs to be done. But, they said, we have found that the power of measuring damaged proteins to the brain may be a cause for development of autism. Now, previous studies have made a connection to autism from proteins that were not damaged, unlike this study that looks at damaged proteins in the brain. So what that means is, if somebody has autism but it's not from damaged proteins in the brain, this test would work on them. So the study was published Monday in the journal Molecular Autism. It was small, does require further research, but the idea of doing a blood test is phenomenal because the average parent and doctor diagnoses autism later than they should. Now, what is autism? Well, it's a developmental disorder. Kind of affects their social interaction. They could have a wide spectrum of behavioral problems. They could be hyperactive, or they could be very solemn and isolated. They could have anxiety. They could have speech disturbances, not like loud sounds. And an estimated 30% of cases have been found to be genetically related. But the majority could be environmental factors, mutations. They've even discussed older maternal and paternal age. So they say currently if a child is suspected of having autism, doctors will carry out a bunch of behavioral tests, right? And these behavioral tests may not always give an accurate diagnosis. A biological test would. People like blood tests. You know, blood tests could be more definitive. Now, they say 3.5 million people in the United States currently live with autism spectrum disorders. That's according to the Autism Society, and I would say even more because you have a lot of people not undiagnosed. But they're doing well in society, so nobody says anything. And they say 35% of young adults with the disorder many times cannot get a job or continue their education after high school. In the UK, the number is less, about 700,000 children and adults on the autism spectrum. So, what do we do if we, you know, would diagnose a child earlier? So, you know, one of my family members had brought her children, and I just noticed that every time the mom tried to say, come here, you know, come to mommy, the child never wanted to be held by mom. Now, maybe in infancy, I don't really remember, you know, the bonding, but many times once the child starts to grow and be able to be more stimulated by external stimuli, they appear to be more interested in that than mom. And the reason why I say that as a positive, as opposed to they won't engage with mom or dad as much as another child would, is because I still have a theory that an autistic child is beyond our intelligence, has more intelligence, and has more powers than we do. And if you watch a child with autism, they appear to be concentrating on things that would just blow by us. You know, and when you wonder, you know, with the hearing and how some of them don't like loud noises, maybe it's because they do hear things more than the average person, so it's too stimulatory. And I got that idea, and one, by, you know, watching kids with autism and just seeing how they act, but it really all came together during that Superman movie. And I'm not talking the old ones from the 70s and 80s. I'm talking about the one where they made a remake, right, in the 2000-something, and Superman as a boy is in a closet, and he's hearing everything. He's like, leave me alone. And it's because he's hearing all these sounds, and he can hear everything. Now, I'm not saying an autistic child has Superman hearing, but are we doing hearing studies? You know, if we tone down sounds for an autistic child, will they do better? You know, if we give them earmuffs or things like that, you know, we used to in the olden days. You know, with some children, we would do that and we found they did better. Maybe it's because they're hearing everything. Maybe it's because these kids with autism see. They could see the little critters right on the floor. You and I may not notice an ant or a roly-poly, but they will. Why? Because they're more intelligent. They're more in tune to that. So mommy going, coochie, coochie, coo, let's play peekaboo, is not going to interest them. They're more interested in the biology that's around them and their ecosystem and everything else. So, you know, as a physician, if you're not actively looking for it and screening it, sometimes you're not going to see it. Because when a child comes into the doctor's office, they're yelling, they're screaming. They don't want to be at the doctor's office because they don't want to get a shot. Mom's trying to console the baby, and the baby doesn't want to be consoled. Okay, but you see, I could still see that. If a child does not want to get a shot, and I go, okay, no shot, no shot, go to mommy. He'll go to mommy, and he'll hold on to mommy. An autistic child still won't want anything to do with mommy. Now, again, that's a sign of intelligence, right? Because the kid's like, you know what? They're lying to me. Not that I would never say no shot. What I would do is say, I'm not going to give you a shot. But the mean nurse will. Now, I usually gave the shots because the nurses didn't want to. And, you know, they had trouble with, you know, kids that were, you know, rolling around and getting mad and all that. You know, so I could do it pretty quickly. The child saying, I'm not going to trust mama. I'm not going to trust daddy. I'm sure as heck not going to trust you. That's intelligence there. So what we do with an autistic child is sometimes dumb them down so that we can understand them. The only thing is there's a lot of social issues that they have. If a child does not want to connect with you or your mama or the boss later or the teacher, they're not going to get through society as the way it's built now. And it's a shame. It's a real shame. Now, there was this report that a cartoon caused autism. I'm looking at the San Francisco Gate right now, and apparently there was a claim that there was a Harvard study saying that a British children's television cartoon caused autism. This got all over the social media. And they say there was a peer-reviewed study that actually said a child's television show may actually help autistic kids. So I guess there was a site that claimed that a group of Harvard experts did a study that revealed Peppa Pig is one of the main causes of autism among children. The piece describes other complaints about the British animated series and does not name the authors of the quote so-called study where it was published. So we think that the study never existed, according to autism experts. The study cannot be found in any database of scientific studies. Three leading autism researchers called it false. The chairman of the Harvard Psychology Department says he knows of no such study. So that was fake news. So even fake news is extending into these studies. So they say, bottom line, there's no credible scientific evidence that television watching increases the risk of autism. Now, many people are concerned, well, what environmentally does cause autism? Is it cell phones? Well, we didn't have, cell phones previously, so we can't blame cell phones for autism. Is it vaccines? Well, no. Can't say that because I've seen, and like in our family, we have two nieces and nephews, actually all four with autism spectrum disorders. So it could be the vaccine. So we have a lot more to, investigate on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.